This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Tate Modern on London's Bankside, and I'm with Genevieve Barton, who is the assistant curator of the Expressionist Kandinsky, Munter and a Blue Rider exhibition here at Tate Modern. Hello, Genevieve, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
This is very much an exhibition that sort of showcases some of the artists and people and close friends that came together to sort of, in a way, I suppose, form the modern art of earliest 20th century. And obviously some people might know of the Expressionist movement, but like myself, I wasn't that sort of aware of the Blue Rider. Would you be able to sort of explain who was part of the Blue Rider and what they were?
Yes, so they were a transnational, diverse collective of artists from all over Europe and Russian Empire at the time, as well as USA. So we had Albert Bloch and Lionel Feininger, who came from the US. So again, we have Gabriela Munter and Kandinsky, who were the core couple of the group, and then Paul Klee, who is quite a familiar artist. People might know Robert Delaunay and Sonia Delaunay. Vladimir Burliuk, who maybe is someone of a slightly lesser well-known artist of the Blue Rider, as well as some of the women artists such as Marianne Vorofkin, Maria Frank Mark, Elizabeth Mackay as well, who is the wife of August Mackay, and Elizabeth Epstein as well. So lots of really interesting artists that maybe haven't been as well known in the general expressionist, modernist understanding.
And I think the exhibition contains over 130 different works of art, sort of from paintings, photography, through to sculpture, and also sound as well. So very much a sort of bold impression, I think, of how colour was used and how sound was used, which may be sort of more thinking about sort of feelings and ideas than possibly form and function.
Definitely. I mean, the artists were really positing this idea of the inner necessity of art, so the inner feelings and the emotions being expressed through painterly abstraction, but also through photography. So we have a lot of Gabriela Munter's photographs in room 4 and in room 1, which really show her interest in pictorialism, but also this sort of quite cinematic interpretation of photography, which is a really beautiful thing, especially as they've never been seen before in the UK. So it's exciting for our visitors to be able to see these for the first time.
And it's great to have works of art that, as you say, people may not have seen before, and artists, because I think people obviously know Kandinsky, people may have known of Munter, but there are artists in this exhibition which people probably may not have come across.
That's true. So as I mentioned earlier, Elizabeth Epstein is one of the artists. We're currently sitting in room 2 of the exhibition, and Elizabeth Epstein's painting Self-Portrait is on the wall to our right. And I think she's one of the really interesting, lesser well-known artists, as well as Marianne Vorofkin, who's on the opposite wall to the Elizabeth Epstein painting. And I think she was a central figure of the Blue Rider, but she also maybe isn't as well known as some of the male counterparts of the Blue Rider group.
And how did the sort of Blue Rider then form into the Expressionist movement? How did that sort of, I suppose, in a way, sort of coming together happen?
So they all congregated in the city of Munich in the late 19th century and into the early 20th century, and particularly the creative district of Schwabing, which was a very artistic and musical and interesting place to be as a young creative in the early 20th century. So they all came from elsewhere, they're very transnational backgrounds, but they all spent their time in this small district of Schwabing in Munich, and here that was the birth of the Blue Rider.
And there's also, you know, there's music, there's performance as part of the movement as well. And in the gallery today, you know, we're very much experiencing how music was turned into light and things like that. So in a way, sort of somewhat sort of abstract in a way.
Oh, of course. And that's the thing with Kandinsky, especially. I mean, they're all sort of working, formulating these ideas towards abstraction, coming from a more painterly figurative space into a more abstracted spiritual realm where they're really thinking about the inner necessity of art, which is a room that we've dedicated to the inner feelings and inner emotions of art in our exhibition, which really comes across. And then we move through into the more experiential spaces, which brings about music, sound, colour and light into the experience for the audience.
Did their sort of palette of colours change throughout the time of the movement?
I think they got very... Kandinsky resonated strongly with the colour yellow, and I think that really comes through in his later works. He saw it as a very sort of striving towards the visitor or striving towards the viewer, and I think that really comes across in Impression 3 concert in Room 9, as well as Study for Composition 7, which is in the final room, Room 12. But yes, colour, it becomes more vibrant and energetic and exciting as you move through, but again, they were always experimenting with colour within their paintings from an early stage.
And I suppose sort of going back to that sort of first formation, you know, sort of back in the earlier 20th century, and you've got, you know, the First World War and everything else happening. So I suppose in a way, a bit of a juxtaposition of things.
I suppose, yes, that it was a very tumultuous time, and the Blue Rider were very active from, as I said, the early 20th century, but the cusp of the almanac and the exhibitions was really in 1911 and 1912. So this was just before the outbreak of the First World War. And I think that really did create this very energetic and frenetic space where they could create artworks and come together, but then essentially were disbanded because of the outbreak of the war. And unfortunately, a couple of them lost their lives during the First World War, such as Franz Marc and August Macquet. And I think that, yeah, it's a really powerful moment in the 20th century modernist art canon.
And what you see is, I suppose, the movement sort of legacy in a way, because I think, you know, sort of colour and boldness, I think, possibly comes across in many sort of advertising campaigns and things like that. We know advertisers use a lot of colour and stuff. But do you see their work and their influence on modern day artists?
Oh, of course. I mean, with the Room 12, in the final room of the exhibition, we really focus in on the legacies of the Blue Rider. And I think, obviously, we're coming from the 1911, 1912 of the almanac and the exhibitions of the Blue Rider, but then focusing in on 1937 with some of their inclusion in the degenerate art exhibition created by the Nazis at the time. And then also their inclusion in the 1955 first documenta, which was meant to reclaim that art as the opposite of degenerate, and so to put them into the forefront of the art world and engage with these ideas that were very radical and avant-garde for the time.
And is there an example from the exhibition, or maybe a lesser-known artist that people might not recognise that you think people should possibly come and see?
There's a few, but I think one that really stands out to me is Elizabeth Epstein. I've mentioned her before, but she's a really... I think for me, especially having not known as much about her and being able to dig deeper into the research around her work, she's a really exciting and interesting artist. And then also Maria Frank Mark, who's shown in Room 8 with Franz Marc and Kandinsky. And I think she was very interested in the spirituality of children and the inner necessity of art again. And I think that really comes across through the three paintings that we show in the exhibition.
Well, Expressionist Kandinsky, Munter and the Blue Rider continues here at Tate Modern until the 20th of October 2024. Audio Described tours led by one of Tate's member staff can be booked either by emailing hello@tate.org.uk or by calling 020-788-7888. Genevieve, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and giving me an overview and insight into the Expressionist Kandinsky, Munter and the Blue Rider exhibition here at Tate Modern.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.